Hi, welcome back to the OU series on the Masechtas Ketanos, the so-called minor tractates. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we'll be studying the second chapter in Masechtas Sofrim, which deals with laws for the scribes. So, Perek Beis, second chapter, Halacha Aleph, first Halacha, says, Manichin bein shem l'shem, kidei shiyu nikarin. We have to leave enough space between words so that they should be able to be recognized as separate words. Uba'osios kidei shelo yehe mi'uvavin. And between letters, we have to leave enough space so that they don't get mixed together. They have to be discreet. Im erav es ha'osios, o shehifzik be'emtza ha'shem, ayikrabo. If letters do get blurred together, or if there's a gap, a space in the middle of a word, then the sefer may not be used for the public reading of the Torah. Halacha Beis, second halacha. Menichin bein shita l'shita, kamali shita. We have to leave between lines the space of a line. Ubein teva l'teva, kamali os. And between words, we have to leave a space of a letter. Ubein os la'os, kamali sa'ar. And between letters, there has to be a hair's breadth, just a tiny space between the letters. They can't mix together, but you don't need a large space at all. And then there's a parenthetical note, ubein daf ladaf, kamali agudal. Between columns, there has to be a thumb's width. And we'll see in a subsequent halacha why this comment is parenthetical. It may not actually belong here. Asei sof hadaf l'tchilaso pasul. If the end of a column is like its beginning, then that is not valid. The Sefer Torah is no good. So what does that mean? It would appear to mean that a word has been duplicated at the end of one column and the beginning of the next. You know how that happens sometimes. Let's take a look in the Nachlas Yaakov. I'll say sof hadaf, if you make the end of the page, b'Yerushalmi parakama de Megillah garsinan, hachi asei sof shave l'tchilaso, puzzle. So it seems in the Yerushalmi that if you make the end of a column the same as the beginning, then it is invalid. And skip a little, v'li nira d'hachi perusho, and the Nachlas Yaakov feels that the proper interpretation is shekosav b'daf harishon harbe osios chutz l'shita, ashikerav ha'osios l'daf shibetzido v'nira ha'shnei dafin k'daf a'echad. So he seems to feel that what this means is that there are so many letters written in the column that it appears to make two columns appear like a single column. So that's another explanation. There is some discussion as to what exactly this means. Back in Halacha Beis, Erev es ha'osios, if the words get mixed together, o shehifzik be'emsa ha'shem, or if there's a gap in the middle of a word, al yikrabo, then you may not read from the Sefer Torah. Halacha Gimel, menichin ben daf ladaf shem ben arba osios. One can insert between the columns a word four letters long. Let's look in the Nachlas Yaakov. Menichin ben daf ladaf shem shel dalet osios. You can put a four-letter word in between the columns. Rotzalomer shemuter lichtov teva bas dalet osios chutz l'shita b'hainu ben daf ladaf dekatani. It's permitted to write a word four letters long outside the column, and this is what it means between columns. V'hadar mafarish habraisa atzma hadar shinan lichtov teva bas dalet osios ben daf ladaf. Lo sheyichtov shtayim besof hadaf rotzalomer besof hashita ushtayim bein daf ladaf dezeh aser. So he says it goes on to clarify that you can't write the whole word in the middle of the space, and you can't leave two inside the line and two outside the line. Ela demishem bas dalet osios tzarech lichtov gimel osios besof hashita vaos achas moser lichtov chutz ladaf. But rather, if you have a four-letter word and three fit in the line, you can let one letter of the word stick out over the line. Now, another way of understanding this, in the Nachlas Yaakov, Vatzi Lashon Hashas Perek HaKometz Daf Lamed Amid Beis. So he's going to quote the Gemara. It says, Nizdamna la teva bas he osios. There it says you can leave over a word of five letters, not four. Lo yichtov shnayim besoch hadaf v'shlosha chutz ladaf. You cannot write two in the column and three in the margin. El shlosh besoch hadaf u'shnayim chutz ladaf. But you have to have three in the column and you can let two be in the margin. Nizdamna lo teva bas shtei osios Lo yizra kena bein hadafin. And if it's a word of two letters, you cannot put it between the margins, between the columns in the margin. Perish Rashi, afal pi, shetarnu lo lichtov gimel osios chutz ladaf, miteva bas hey osios, teva shlema lo hitranu. Rashi says that even though we can write the surplus letters of a five-letter word in the column, we cannot just go ahead and write a three-letter word in the column. Back up in the halacha. Lo yichtov shnayim besof hadaf ushtayim bein daf ladaf. You cannot write two letters in the column and two in the margin. Aval lo mishem katan. And you also can't do this with a short word. So four letters is the minimum length of a word where you can let something stick over. Vim hayashem katan bifne atzmo shel shlosh osios aser. And if it's a short word of three letters by itself out of a four-letter word, then you can't do it at all. Now let's take a quick look here. There's a note. The Gra clarifies two. So he seems to feel that it's not a three-letter word, it's a two-letter word. Halacha Dalid. Menichin bein daf ladaf, betorah revach shtei etzbos revach. So how much white space do you need? Between the columns in a Torah, you have to have the space of two fingers. And it says revach, the space, both before and after shtei etzbos, two fingers. And there's a note here that says tevas revach hasheni miyuser. So the second occurrence of the word revach is superfluous, so just ignore that. Ubenavim ubechumashim, revach godo achas. And in a scroll with the Navi or a Chumash, they would also have Chumashim, even though they didn't have printing. Not every book of the Pentateuch, as we call it, as we don't call it, but not every book of the Torah had to be written in a Sefer Torah. They did have scrolls of Chumashim, just like we have printed Chumashim. So there they needed a thumb's breadth between the columns. Menichin milmata b'Torah revach tefach ulamala shnei chalakim b'tefach. In a Sefer Torah, the space above and below has to be a hand's breadth at the bottom and two portions of a hand's breadth at the top. And once again, if we look in the Gra, he says shlosha. It has to be three portions of a hand breadth, so that would be three fingers width. Ubenavim ubechumashim shlosha etzbos milmatan ushtayim milmalan. And in books of the Navi and Chumashim, you need three fingers worth at the bottom and two fingers worth at the top. Kan v'kan, im rotzala hosif mosif. In either case, whether you're talking about Sifrei Torah, Chumashim, or books of Nevi'im, if you want to have more white space, you may. Ubevajlo yehe haruchos merubin min haksav. As long as the empty areas do not exceed the areas with the writing. Menichin bein sefer le sefer, betorah arba shitin, ubenevi'im shloshitin. And in between books, you have to leave four blank lines in a Torah and three blank lines in books of the prophets. Halacha hey. Gamar kol hasvara mishayabo daf echad osa oso yuria achas katana ve'eno nimna. We had this in the previous chapter, that if you're writing a Torah scroll and at the end you have some writing that needs to be done and it's not going to fill up a column, you can go ahead and make a partial column. You don't have to hesitate. It's perfectly okay. Menichin oso besof hadaf kidei lahakifo. You have to leave enough blank space at the end in order to roll it. It has to be able to wrap around when it's rolled. Osa amud besof hasefer betchila kidei lahakifo ve'ein tzorech la'asos kein betchilaso. When it comes to a book of the prophets or a chumash, then you have to leave space to attach a roller at the end, or at least it's proper to do so, but you don't have to do so at the beginning. Now, it's confusing here because it says here, Osa amud basof ha-sefer betchila. Leave it at the end of the sefer at the beginning, and then it says, Ein tzarech lasos kein betchila, so you don't have to do it at the beginning. That's because it's a different meaning of beginning here. You see, the Nachmas Yaakov clarifies, he says, Zu nachona, this is proper, so it's the sense of lichatchila. One should attach a roller at the end of a sefer. It's the proper thing to do, but that would only be at the end of a sefer, not at the beginning, or at least you don't have to at the beginning. However, uba Torah mikan umikan, a Torah does need a roller at both ends, and of course you've seen Sefer Torah, so you know that that is the case. Lefikach golen hasefer letchiloso. Therefore, a book of the prophets is rolled towards the front. Ulatorah leemtzais, and a Torah scroll is rolled in the middle. So basically, because there's only one roller at the end of a book of the prophets, you roll it and it rolls back to the front. But a Torah is a side scroller; it goes from side to side. Vein posrin es haTorah biyiriyah. You cannot open a Torah by holding on to the page. Ve'archo shosh sefer Torah shisha tfachim. And the width of a sefer Torah has to be 6 handbreadths. And a width, of course, does not mean from the beginning of Bereishis until the end of Azusa Bracha. It means the width from top to bottom, or what we would call the height. Halacha Vav. Ein pochsin biyiriyah pachos mishlosha dafin. A sheet of parchment in a sefer Torah may not have fewer than 3 columns of writing on it. V'lo mosifin al shmona, and it may not have more than 8 columns of writing on it. Aval b'shitin nosnin tam. And there are different numbers of lines that may be written on a sheet, and there are actually reasons given for these numbers. They're not arbitrary. What are the numbers? B'masos arbaim u'shnayim, 42 lines corresponding to the journeys of the Jews in the desert. U'beravavos shel Yisrael shishim, or it can be 60 lines corresponding to the myriads of Israel. U'bezekenim shel Yisrael shivim u'shnayim, or it can be 72 lines corresponding to the elders. U'besochachos shel Mishneh Torah tishim u'shmona, or it can be 98 lines corresponding to the tochachos, the statements of rebuke that are in Sefer Devarim. Hakol lefi haksav, and the number of lines, of course, would be based on the size of the writing, etc. So now it's going to explain why these numbers are the basis for the practices of how many lines can be in a Sefer Torah. The mesos, why the journeys, shenemar v'yichtav Moshe es motzehem, that Moshe wrote their goings out, their travels. So you see that it's relevant to writing. Berevavos Yisrael, and the myriads of Israel, the 600,000 Jews, shenemar ksav lecha v'es Yisrael, ma Yisrael b'shishim rivu afshita shel Torah b'shishim. So since it says to write, and it says Israel, just as Israel is 60,000s, then also, or 60 myriads, then also the lines in the Torah are 60. Not 60 myriad, but 60. B'zikeinim shivim u'shnayim, and 72 corresponding to the elders, shenemar, asvali shivim ish, gather for me 70 men, v'yisharu shnei anashim b'machne, and 2 remained in the camp, Behema b'ksuvim shivim u'shnayim. So all written, there were 72. So again, we see that it is relevant writing to the Zekanim. U'besochachos tishim u'shmone, 98 corresponding to the rebukes, shenemar. Im lo tishmur la'asos es kol divrei ha-Torah hazos. If you don't listen to what the Torah tells you to do. Now, it's not clear from this quote why that's relevant, so we'll take a look in the Nachlas Yaakov. He concludes the Pasuk for us. He points out the rest of that Pasuk says, Haksuvim b'sefer hazeh, that are written in this book. So we see once again that the tochachos are relevant when it comes to writing a Sefer Torah. Ubeklafim lo nitnu shiur. When it comes to the number of pages in a Sefer Torah, the number of sheets of parchment, there's no limit. Elakol shirotze mosif, you can add as many as necessary. Ubevad shelo yivchos mishlosha dafin, so long as there aren't fewer than 3 columns per sheet. So you want to have 1 column per sheet, can't do it. It's got to be a minimum of 3 columns per sheet, but as many sheets as it takes. Halacha zayin. Yiriya shelbosa lo yitol shnayim v'yachzir shnayim. If a sheet of a Sefer Torah gets worn out and needs to be replaced, you may not change just 2 columns of text. Take out 2 and replace it with rewritten 2. Elenoto gimel, v'yachzir gimel. Rather, you have to remove 3 and replace it with 3. Umashahu machzir, kemidas ksav harishon. And what he replaces has to be the same size writing as what was taken out. So if you have a Sefer Torah with teeny tiny writing, you cannot replace it with huge writing or vice versa. Halacha ches. Shir hadaf kedei shiyehe ra'ohu. The size of a column has to be plainly visible. Now what does that mean, that it has to be plainly visible? So again, let us look in the Nachlas Yaakov. De'isa b'menachos daf lamed. Shir orech hashita Kidei lichtov l'mishpachoseichem shlosha pa'amim. So he quotes the Gemara in Menachos that says that a line of a Sefer Torah has to be sufficient to write the word l'mishpachoseichem three times. And that is a word that is 10 letters long, so I imagine that would be 30 plus the spaces between that. V'lo tehei k'tsara mizeh, it shouldn't be shorter than this, k'dei shelo yehei nira ki'igeris, so that it shouldn't look like it's a letter, v'lo arucha yoter, and it shouldn't be much longer than this, k'dei shelo yehei einav mishot tos b'ksav, so that his eyes shouldn't wander all over. And then he quotes Rashi, who says that if the line is much longer than this, he's going to have trouble finding the place to start at the beginning of the next line. So the length of the line is designed to help the eye go from the end of one line to the beginning of the next. Back up in the halacha, ubakaten lo yivchos mitefach. It cannot be smaller than a hand's breadth in width, the column of Sefer Torah. Rav Yossi bar Yehuda omer lo yivchos mishlosha etzbos. And Rav Yossi bar Yehuda says that it cannot be smaller than three fingers width. Halachates. Lo yase chatzi archo yeser al rachbo. The height of half of a column of the Torah may not be wider than its width. Velo rachbo yoser al chatzi archo. And the width may not be bigger than half the height of the column. Alamam tsohu. But they have to be the same size. So basically, the height of the column must be twice the width. V'oso so min hamufchar, at least that's the very best way of doing it. Halachi yud. Lo yase chetzio gvil v'chetzio klafim. So we previously spoke about gvil, which is the parchment that's not separated into two parts, and then klaf, which is the parchment that is. So you cannot make a Sefer Torah that's partially made of one type of material and partially of the other. V'oso chetzio gvil v'chetzio tzvoim. But you can make it half out of gvil and half out of the skin of deer. Mipnei she'eino min hamuvcher, because it's not the best way. That seems a very strange thing to say, and the Gra clarifies, af al pi she'eino min hamuvcher, even though it's not the best way. Halacha yud aleph, ein dovkin bedevek, ve'ein kosvin al gabe matlis, ve'ein tofrin b'makam haksav. So Sefer Torah sometimes need repairs. First thing is, you may not glue a Sefer Torah with adhesive. You may not write on a patch if a Sefer Torah needs to be patched. And you may not sew it in a place where the writing is. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Mishum Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says in the name of Rabbi Meir, Dovkin bedevek, you can glue it if necessary, Bekosven al matlis, and you can write on the patch. And you may not sew it in a place of the writing on the inside, but not on the outside. I have no idea how you sew something on one side, but not on the other side, but in any event, we have a clarification here in the Nachlas Yaakov. V'chein tzarech lomar, aval ein tofrin b'makom haksav, u'bezeh modu Reb Shimon ben Elazar l'tanakama. So it shouldn't say you can do it on the outside but not on the inside. It should just say he agrees that you can't do it. In this, he agrees with the first opinion. Tzarech shihei mishari milmalan ulamatan shelo yikra. There needs to be an unsewn space in the columns above and below so that it doesn't tear. It gives it some leeway. Umachula amucha milmata ulamala ulamala ulamata. And they clarified, or they amended the statement to say that it has to be from the top down and from the bottom up. And looking in the Gra, the emendation appears to be that that originally it just said that it's a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, that there should be an unsewn part above and below, and that they added that it shouldn't tear, that that's the reason for that. Halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, Sefer Torah shenikra matla alav matlis mibachutz. And we have a law that was received by Moshe at Sinai that a Sefer Torah that has a rip can be patched on the outside. Kol ha'osios ha'kfulim ba'alef beis, kosev es harishona b'tchilas hateva ube'emtza. Any letter that is doubled in the aleph beis, the regular form, the first form, gets written at the beginning and in the middle of a word, v'achronim b'sof. And the second form gets written at the end of a word. V'yimshina puzzle, and if you mix it up, the Sefer Torah is no good. So that refers to letters like Mem and Nun and Fe that have more than one version of the letter. Sefer Shenikra Matlis Alav mibifnim aval lo mibichutz. And if a sefer, which is a Navi or a Chumash, gets ripped, it says here that you patch it on the inside but not on the outside. That doesn't make a lot of sense, because a sefer Torah can only be patched on the outside. Why should an other type of sefer only be allowed to be patched on the inside? So once again, if we look in the Nachlas Yaakov, he clarifies, V'hachi perusho, mutter litvor mibifnim v'lo mibichutz, rotzalomar she'ein sarech litvor davka mibichutz. So he's clarifying that it doesn't mean you can't patch it on the outside, it means you don't have to do it on the outside. So a sefer Torah can only be patched on the outside, but other types of sarah may be patched even on the inside. That is the end of Perek Beis. Join us next week when we will continue Masechet Soferim with Perek Gimel.